Hi, Faded Mates listeners. This is Sarah, and it is the 21st of August, and Jen and I are on a break. I mean, not like a Ross and Rachel break, like a we were on a break. We're on more of a, it's hot and it's August, and I was in England and Scotland, and Jen is, you know, being Jen, and we decided we'd take a couple weeks off before we start season two. But season two is coming your way in 3 weeks, and we are super excited about our plans for it. Look for the first short episode, first week of September, and that will tell you everything you need to know about what we're going to do for season two and what books you should be reading and be checking out of your library. But I just thought I would leave you a little message this week, and I think Jen's going to leave you one next week, just to say hi and to say that I'm thinking of you guys, and I'm seeing all your comments on Twitter and on Instagram, and I just wanted to thank you all for listening and tell you a funny story. So if you follow me, Sarah, on Instagram, you know that I spent the last like 2.5 weeks in the UK. We did a week in London and then drove from London all the way up to Oban on the west coast of Scotland, and then over to Edinburgh. And on the drive from London to Scotland, we stopped 2 days. We stopped one day in Bath, and then we stopped on the second day in the Lake District in a place called Penrith, or near Penrith, at this amazing bed and breakfast called the Georgian Dragon, which I highly recommend for many reasons, not the least of which is that it is within spitting distance to this immense castle called Lowther Castle that is no longer a working castle. it's basically gone to ruin, but the Earl who owned this castle, whose title I think is Lonsdale, or his descendants, there was this, of course, because all good castles should have a debauched, like, rakish, cigar-smoking, fox-hunting earl to run them into the ground. There was indeed that. And now his heir has, or in recent years, his heirs let this castle, which had gone to ruin, they restructured it so that it has they sort of took all the exterior walls and shored them up and renovated them, but left the interior kind of ruined and in rubble. And then they turned all the gardens into these magnificent gardens. So these long, long rolling hills, this beautiful sort of green, lush lawn, and this bananas playground that is actually like a wooden model of the original castle that has zip lines and these massive slides and multiple levels. And my daughter just lost her mind playing with this castle and like frolicking in the gardens of this place. And it was remarkable. It's called Lowther Castle, and I'll link to it in show notes. And if you ever get a chance to be in the Lake District, I highly, highly recommend stopping there, especially if you have a kiddo. But I mean, the playground was also big enough for adults, so no judgment if you just want to stop and, you know, zip line yourself. So that was day, I don't know, 8 or 9 of our trip, and we were away for 16 days, and for literally the rest of the trip, Eric kept referring to Lowther Castle as Lowther Castle, because as he pointed out numerous times to me, I've heard you say the word Lowther a whole lot, Sarah. That is a story that I cannot really tell most people. Because they won't appreciate it the way Faded Mates will. But there it is. That's what I've been doing for the last couple of weeks. You can see all of our awesome pictures, all of my pictures on my Instagram feed, because I was in London during release week for Brazen and the Beast. So I posted a bunch of the locations in the book, in the Brazen book, which I hope you guys have read or are planning to read. And so you can see that stuff, but you can also see pictures of Lowther Castle, or Lowther Castle as it's called in our house. We will, Jen and I will see you in a couple weeks. that is my story for the day. Just a little quickie from Sarah. I'm trying to get some real writing done in the late sleepy weeks of August. And I hope you guys are all having something really lovely and lazy for the last few weeks of summer. At least our UK, our US listeners. It's maybe you're doing a reread of IAD. I wouldn't blame you. Anyway, much love, you guys, and we will be back in your ear holes in a couple weeks. Take care.